This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
To another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Wait, sorry, what was that voice?
That's how we start every podcast.
With that voice.
Welcome.
Yeah. Okay.
People have gotten used to it.
That's how I talk most of the time.
This is how I
work with you all day, every day, and I've never heard that voice before.
Playing a character.
You are, you are lying to your audience from the off.
Oh, no.
Wait, here we go.
You're like at work one.
Welcome to
All Fantasy Everything podcast. With me, Ian Carmel.
Yeah, maybe try it with more gravitas.
Well, welcome, all of you weary travelers, to this fireside chat.
Yeah.
Where us merry five will be discussing today songs to get the dance floor popping at a wedding where the dance floor is not currently popping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds what it is. These are songs.
Songs.
Mm-hmm. To get a wedding dance floor going. I think it's important that we say it's a wedding dance floor.
Oh, yeah, right. It's extremely important.
Important.
It's incredibly important. Some of these aren't necessarily songs that we would love or choose or listen to. These are songs that will go, if the wedding's dying, this is going to be
DJ's get out of jail free card.
Yeah. I'll take
these are songs I want to dance to, like an old aunt.
You're out there with an old aunt.
Cousins, people you barely know.
She's wearing flats.
Maybe you dance with a child.
On your shoulders, or
she treads on your toes. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Somebody's stepmom who's getting a little too familiar with you. Like, it's that kind of dance.
Yeah, I got it.
We're in the studio. Louis Weymouth.
Hello.
In the studio. Sean Jordan.
What's cracking?
Sean is Jordan on Twitter. Uh-huh. Sean Cougar Mel Jordan on the gram.
Uh-huh.
The G is silent.
Hey.
David Bory. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram.
Changing it.
James Corden. JK Corden on Twitter. And then what do you want on Instagram? You're just like, you're not.
I haven't got it on my, I don't know.
You're not really active on Instagram.
He's active.
Well.
He's just not.
Yeah, I can't.
Not that prolific.
Yeah, I can't with Instagram.
Yeah.
You don't like Instagram?
It's a lot.
It's the only one I like.
It's the only one that's free anymore.
I know, but it's just, I can't, because it helps me not dislike people if I don't see what they're like on Instagram.
Yeah, that's 100%
true. There'll be someone like, you know, that I'll think, oh, they're cool. And then someone will show me something they've done on Instagram and I'll be like, well, then they're not.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. Not anymore, you know? Yeah.
It preys on people's weaknesses.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
So skateboarding and basketball.
That's you just got to watch pictures of people blowing stuff up with fireworks. Like, it's not
cakes
no personal
decorated.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I'm into
parks.
That. I'm into people going, this made me laugh. Now you see this. It's the people that are like, hey, so I'm cooking dinner. And I'm like, well, there's a reason I'm not there.
Yeah. I'm not disciplined enough not to go to someone's Instagram page that I dislike and spend half an hour
just stewing in it.
Just going, wanker.
Wanker is a British parlance.
Yeah.
I like it. We might bring it over.
Wanker is a great word. Wanking is a better term
than jerking off.
It sounds cleaner for some reason.
Wanking
is slightly more amusing.
Also,
it sounds
it's
a slide whistle. Like,
well, that's appropriate. But it's also a great thing to shout out of a car window.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
wanker!
Great.
Wanker! You wanker!
I've also started giving people the British fuck you, the two fingers on the car.
That's what they do. Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is?
No.
Do you know why we do that? No. Because when we used to fight the French, we used to have the finest longbowmen archers. And so when the French used to capture us, they would chop off our fingers. And so in battle, before battle, we'd all go, like
look
that.
At these puppies, ooh. Ready to we've got some arrows your way.
We've still got them.
You're not going to get these.
Well, yeah. I'm about to chop off your legs with some of these wedding dance floor picks.
Okay. Oh, there. All right. Okay. Mr. Transition.
Yeah, I got them.
So who gets the first pick?
We play a game of rock, paper, scissors to determine that. It's gonna be the three of you. Wow. Louis, we'll set it out. So we play a game of rock, paper, scissors. We throw
one
shoot.
With a three?
I'll do. Well, whoever throws the unique one,
odd person out wins.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So like one paper versus really two scissors, paper wins.
As the guest today, that I would get.
Hollywood.
I'm
not
going over there.
I really thought you'd go, well, as a guest, you're here on the show. We'll give you the first pick.
I'll tell you who didn't do this. John Cryer.
Big Cardigan.
All right, Colin, so is it 1, 2, 3, go, or shoot. 1, 2, and go on three?
1, 2, 3, go. Okay. Here we go. Rock, one. Paper, scissors, shoot!
Dave.
Oh, Dave Ford wins.
You know what you got to do.
Yes!
Having won, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of the draft.
So, I'm going to go first.
Okay. Yeah.
You can go second. Corden second.
James Corden second.
Oh, shit.
Go in order.
You're gonna make it.
I
real
think
weird.
I'm gonna go in order. So
just
Ian's
go in
third.
Because he was next.
Well, no,
he should just go in order.
What's the corner?
He should probably just go in order on
maybe
this
just
one.
Go in order on
Sean,
this one.
Huh. His last. You're yeah. Corner though. Hot you're the hot corner.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Now I will remind you, it is a serpentine draft.
Sure.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's an excellent question.
It's a really good question. So it's like if like at the pit in the pendulum, you know, where the pendulum just kind of starts on one side and just swings.
Right.
And then it gets over to this side, and then it just kind of swings back.
Mm.
Then it kind of hovers for a little bit, and then it swings back. And
I hear what you're saying.
You pick fifth in the first round. You pick
first in the next round.
You got it. Yeah,
dude.
With that in mind, let's take a short break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, I was just out in an open mic, and I have a ton of trouble just standing there and socializing. You would think I'd be amazing at it. You'd think we all would, because we're stand-up comedians. It is very hard to do, and one thing that I noticed for my mental health, I was just look at like how charged is my battery? You know what I'm talking about? Like all that stuff that you need to use your energy for, like going out socializing, eye contact for me, all that stuff you would think it would be hard, but it is hard when those lights are shining. I don't need to look at anyone, but you know, just all that stuff. It's really, really hard to do. And it's something that you ignore a lot of times. You think it's not a big deal. Setting boundaries, learning how to say goodbye, thinking everyone's mad at you when you leave, all those things, like all those social things, they can drive somebody nuts. And, you know, the right amount of socializing, all that stuff, it's very important to figure out. And therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life, you know, that doesn't drain you completely. Because it is important. If you want to leave somewhere, you can go on and dip. Nobody's going to get mad at you. But sometimes it's hard to know that. And essentially, it's one of the best things about therapy is they can give you somebody who can just help you figure out those boundaries, those lines, those internal, you know, alarms that are going to go off. And when they do, just go on a dip, go on and do you, because you can't be fun unless you're having fun yourself. You know what I mean? So talking to someone about it, I've never had anybody come at me and be like, oh, that was a bummer that I talked to that person about this. It's always going to help. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. They are there for you. They want to help. It is done entirely online, is designed to be convenient, flexible. Like we always say, it's suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time. There's no additional charge because they want it to work just like you want it to work. So if you get a therapist, you don't like it, hit the bricks. Give me a new one. You know, it's as simple as that. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
David Bory, it's time for your first pick.
Controversy be damned. I'm picking ABC.
Yeah.
ABC. Easy as 1, 2, 3. I say, well, let's go. Bring me ABC. 1, 2, 3. Baby, you and me, girl.
Really?
It always works. When does that song ever not work?
My
but
God.
Of all the Michael Jackson. Has that song ever not?
Right off the bat.
Oh, wait. I went with a no Michael, no R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, what about Michael? Baby Michael is what I'm saying.
Are you
I
saying?
Know, but then if you're having Baby Michael, how you can't go with I Want You Back and
well,
not
first
ABC?
Of all, yeah, that's true.
ABC is my first.
It's not ABC. It's all I Want You Back.
Yeah, ABC over.
I've used it at parties. Listen, I've used it at parties before. Okay. It's just my personal.
It's almost a children's song.
Yeah. It is almost a children's song.
Which is sort of, you know.
Makes me want to dance less. I mean, it depends on the amount of gin I've had that evening.
You've had a lot.
I've had a lot of gin. Sure.
It's a wedding.
I'm not going to not dance
intro.
To it, but of all the Jackson 5 songs,
I love it too. I love ABC.
Yeah.
So
I love ABC.
With Michael Jackson, is Jackson 5 okay? Is that what we've decided? And then,
I mean, it's a minefield.
It's a minefield that I don't want to step in on this podcast.
Yeah, no.
Jackson, there's no way we were going to miss Jackson 5.
I mean, the lyrics
like,
are...
We might miss some of the later jams.
It's
but.
Also, yeah, it's also not about... I'm taking it. He was an abusee then.
Okay, right, sure.
I see
we're getting real dark right off the bat. Yeah.
Is that not the case?
Well, I don't...
I'm sure.
Either way, I'm happy because I've still got my first
You've
pick.
Got your first pick. Yeah. You know what part of ABC I do like, though, is that, come on, baby, let me tell you what it's all about.
Yeah,
baby.
That is good.
Arithmetic. And you can kind of do that, like, where you, like, arms forward and then off to the side kind of dance.
Uh-huh.
You know, like you're walking
like,
down a Soul Train line.
It's like a slow bop for everybody,
It is
too.
A slow bop for everyone. You're right on that everybody can dance to it.
Yeah,
it
it's
is.
Not like, it's not like a, because it's a wedding, right? So we don't need high level. There's a lot of people who don't usually dance.
You got kids, grandma's got gout, she's still out there.
Yeah. Right. So ABC is
ABC
my first
by
pick.
The Jackson 5. James Corden, time for your first pick ever on All Fantasy Everything.
Well, I consider this... to be in amongst the greatest songs that have ever been written. And I mean that completely.
Okay.
It also suits this discussion perfectly because I consider no better song, no greater song to fill a dance floor at a wedding than Whitney Houston, I Wanna Dance With Somebody.
Oh my God, that's the number one pick.
Single greatest wedding song of all time.
Next to ABC. Yeah, that song is so good.
It's unreal.
No, it is. It's like...
It's the greatest.
It gives me goosebumps. Beginning.
It is a good tune.
Woo! And everybody's like...
Damn! It starts off immediately, too. It doesn't... It's like off... It's off the runway.
It's also got a tremendous key change.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wanna dance with somebody.
You're right.
Dance.
I wanna feel the heat with somebody.
In terms of our hits, was it number two, number what? Where did it come in?
I imagine it's a number one song.
It has to be.
I also think.
Was it our first hit?
I also think, I don't know if it's up there in the first hits, but I do know that it sums up how everybody's feeling at a wedding at that moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
She managed to capture how we're all feeling when we're at that wedding, which is, you're right, Whitney, I do want to dance with somebody.
Anybody,
I haven't found
really.
The right song.
Yeah, there it is.
and then on a deeper level, I want to dance with somebody, but ultimately with somebody who loves me.
With somebody who loves me.
Yeah, sure. Because I just watched the biggest expression of love. I want my own now.
I want my own. Yeah. I want to feel the heat with somebody too.
Yeah. Oh.
I want to feel the
and
heat.
It's got, that's what, I mean, think about the lyrics. Clock strikes upon the hour. And the sun begins to fade.
Yeah.
And you
ooh,
have the
that magic hour.
That's lovely.
When you're going from that daytime little buzz at the wedding.
Exactly. You put the rosé down and you picked up a mojito.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely sensational.
Is that what you'd be on, the rosé to mojito, would it?
I'd be rosé. I don't know if I'd go
whose
straight to a mojito.
Whose wedding is this with the rosé to mojito?
Yours, maybe?
I think I probably did have that.
I bet this song did play at your wedding.
Yeah.
I'll be amazed if it didn't. Possibly. It certainly played at mine.
Yeah.
And we were both there.
Yep.
Yeah. Louis at my wedding.
Oh, my God.
Louis at my wedding.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Was so sensational.
I did a bit of DJing at your wedding.
You did. Louis used to have a night. And Louis should be, this is made for Louis.
Yeah.
Louis used to have a night in London called Shimmy Shawobble. was just basically
a night called Shimmy Shawobble dancing. Yeah, and then we changed the name for another one to Rubber Biscuit.
Rubber Biscuit, that's right. Yeah, and Louis at my wedding he was drinking at that point, and you don't need to say any more after that, because if you say he was drinking at that point in his life, you understand that his drinking got to such a point that he decided I need to stop that, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
But he would go up to people at the wedding, and he'd just go in to any conversation, and he'd just walk up and go, "Who's been sick?" Also, he also walked up to my dad at one point during the wedding, like packed dance floor, dad's over by the corner, and Louis just went up and went, "Your favorite war, go." And
dads do love wars.
"Your favorite war, go." And my dad flummoxed. Couldn't even get an answer out.
Yeah.
So Dad went, "What?" He went, "Louis, when you heard your favourite war, go." And Dad went,
"You heard what I said.
I guess World and Louis went wrong. It's the Boer War." He went, "It was a fucking fantastic war," and walked off. And it was absolutely sensational.
Oh, yeah, the "Who's Been Sick" thing was something that was really fun to do, fun to do it, like at Glastonbury or somewhere. And the best way is to just open someone's tent or wigwam. You're allowed to say wigwam.
Wigwam. Oh yeah,
teepee. Just teepee, and just open it and just put your head just your head through the door and go, "Who's been sick?"
And you lunatic.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I like it.
Oh,
it's a great. You should try it.
I mean,
no.
I want to dance with somebody. Pulled me out of a. I was DJing this comedy after party, and I was playing. I was trying to play cool songs so people would think I was cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you're playing Disclosure B-sides and Modest Mouse. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And people are all milling about the bar and texting and shit. They're just like, fuck that. Mm-hmm. And this man named Guy Branum. Do you know Guy Branum?
No.
He's amazing. He's this
light on his feet.
He's light on his feet. He's gigantic. He's probably 6'5", 400 pounds, bald, gay as the day is long, amazing. And he comes sweat dancing over to me, and he's like...
"It's also long as the day is gay."
He is long as the day is gay. Yeah. And he comes on, and he's like, "You're ruining this party." And I'm like, but we're friends, and I'm "What should I do?" He's like, and he's like, "Play I Want to Dance with Somebody." And I played it, and within 5 seconds... It was, you know what I mean? It was like World War Z.
It was incredible. It's undeniable.
Changed the whole night.
It is annoying, though, when you're DJing and people come up to you pestering you.
But he was right.
But he was
right.
You know what I mean?
You just need a life. Yeah.
Sometimes you're the chef. Sometimes you just got to be a cook.
Absolutely. Absolutely right.
That's lovely.
I decided to be a cook that night. My first pick is going to be Let's Go Crazy by Prince.
Damn it, dog.
I had a Prince pick.
Shit.
Dearly beloved.
I bet we all had Prince.
You can still have a Prince pick.
Yeah, I still
have Prince on here.
It's just with the organs at the beginning, so it's kind of wedding themed anyway. Yeah. Dearly beloved.
we're gathered here today.
That gets you so
to celebrate this thing called life.
What I like about that song is it gives you time to get to the dance floor.
Yeah. Because you hear it.
Oh, yeah. You can put
it
down.
It gives you time. You're like, whoa, I'll be right back. Hold that thought.
Hold that
and
drink.
You've got the whole speech before.
Yeah. You can finish swallowing. You can put down a drink, tie a shoe, button up a jacket,
take off a jacket.
Take off a jacket.
Like undo the cuffs.
Oh, yeah.
Cuffs
coming off.
You can do that dance like you're crazy, like you're just running around and it looks like you're dancing because that song's just about
it. Yes, you can. It gives you license to.
Yeah, you can just dance like
crazy.
Yeah.
You want.
It gives you license to go crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great.
It's right there in the title.
Yeah. Because you got to have, on a wedding playlist, you got to have those tentpole songs, right?
Yeah.
I want to dance with somebody who's one of them. You know, I want to dance with somebody who's one of them. Man. Let's go crazy is one of them. Because you just got to, I imagine. It's like skateboarding, right? You got to kick every now and then. You can coast for a while, then you got to kick again.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about skateboarding for like an hour
we'll
instead.
Get to it later. We'll get to it on a separate podcast. I'm going to go with Let's Go Crazy by Prince.
That's a great shout.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's a great shout.
Lord Weymouth.
Well, I could have chosen a number of these this gentleman's songs, but I've chosen Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up.
Fuck, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
I mean, it's just brilliant, that song.
It's amazing.
Now, here's what I'd say, and I hear what you're saying, and I think it's a masterpiece.
But what?
Does it... I think there might be... This might be misconstrued here slightly, because I think that prolongs the dancing on the dance floor. I don't know if
it
gets it going.
I think you're right.
I think it prolongs the dance. I think if Let's Go Crazy finishes... And that comes on, you're not leaving.
Yeah.
You're staying out.
I don't
out.
Know if you're entering for it.
I disagree.
I disagree.
I think that's a personal choice.
I'd come out there for that song.
I would, sure.
Totally right, come out there.
If you were, okay.
Said the man on the orthopedic shoe.
How interesting a conversation would you be willing to leave?
I wanted to
for Got to Give It Up Part One by Marvin Gaye.
Dude, I'm leaving. I'm leaving wedding shit. I'm leaving. How's your mom? I'm leaving.
You're leaving.
Brother.
How's your mom? Of course. But are you? If I walk up to you and I'm like, you're not gonna fucking believe
you
this.
You guys
I walk
are
you
right.
over to a corner and then Ooh. Got to Give It Up comes on. Are you gonna be like? Give me a second.
I'm not leaving Juicy Gossip.
You're not leaving Juicy Gossip for Got to Give It Up.
Well, hang on. That's not, I mean, you could say that about a number of times.
No, I don't think you could say about Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance
with Let's Go Crazy by Prince. No.
I swear to God.
I'm straight on the
You could drag me outside. You could drag me outside and you could say to me.
You got the best pick.
You could say, I've been worried about telling you this. And I've finally mustered the strength and I don't. Want this to change anything between this.
Not about.
But two nights ago.
Yeah.
I'll be back in a minute. Clock strikes upon the hour and the sun begins. What did Louis want? I don't know. I just had to be here.
Who the fuck's Louis? I'm out here.
All right.
It's a great pick, though. I get it. I just wanted to work out what we're...
I think that's fair. Yeah. It's an extender for sure. It's a great
song. Extender. It's a hell of an extender.
Yeah.
Awful pick, though. Sean Jordan.
All right. All right.
Yeah, Marissa. All right. First pick to get the wedding going is You Make My Dreams Come True by Hall & Oates.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What I want.
Love Hall & Oates.
Yeah,
it's a
yeah.
good song.
It's the best Hall & Oates song there is.
Yeah, I think at a wedding, absolutely, because it's also the sort of thing that someone might make like a wedding video to.
Yeah, well, 100%.
And I'm thinking of songs that like you can kind of dance. You don't have to be a good dancer. That's what gets me out of
the
dance
floor. You can still have your food in your hand.
You can.
From Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which is part of the country with not a lot of strong dancers.
Easy.
Which you have to understand about
January
this
Jones
right
probably danced a couple times.
January Jones,
Brock Lesnar might have danced a couple times.
that's not true.
Mary Hart, Pat O'Brien might have danced a few times.
You have my favorite story about Hall & Oates involving your mother.
Oh, yes. I was talking, we saw Hall & Oates live at Bumbershoot one time, and I was telling my mom this, and she goes, oh, that's great, I really like Hall. That's what she said. Like Oates. And I was like, what in God's name did Oates do that you had to draw that line. Yeah. Where she's like,
I don't know. He knows what he did.
He wronged my mom, and now I hate his guts too.
The beginning is good. I think like I'm gonna get the Dance Floor Poppin' song like a strong intro.
You gotta come out.
It's gotta be
saying. It's gotta be like a recognizable intro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's my issue with that as a pick. I'm dancing to it.
It's got the.
I'm not leaving the bar for it.
It's got.
You might not leave the bar.
Let's see if you leave the bar for this.
All right, part pick two.
All right.
I get the feeling someone is a little competitive this evening.
All right.
I feel the feeling someone's being a bit of a prick.
All right. Are we leaving the dance floor? Here's my second pick. Okay. Out there, you're talking Uncle Steve.
Yo, Steve,
he has like 3/4 of the bottle behind the bar. He wasn't even supposed to be back there. He went back there anyways.
Yeah.
He's wearing a suit and Skechers.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's telling you about Aunt Lynn, and you're like, you start to care because, you know, he used to be kind of mean.
Yeah.
And so you're like, all right, Steve, what do you got to say? And then No Diggity by Blackstreet comes
on. Oh!
It's going down, fate to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt.
I don't know if I'm dancing to it.
I'll get some love by the end of this. You're dancing right now, and we're not at a wedding.
That's not a dance. That's a shoulder ripple. I'm dancing to it in the car. I'm loving it, we're hanging out.
If it can
get down, good Lord. Here's the truth. I'm dancing to it. My mom's nowhere near it.
That's the thing. Fair. I was just thinking, it's too sexy for a platonic.
You don't think an older person?
I'm not gonna dance to it.
I think it's on after midnight.
This is after midnight. Yeah.
I think that's like an older person's baseline. That's where they draw it. Where they're like, all right, I'll get out there.
You think No Diggity? That's the line.
Maybe
that they go out there for that song.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre raps a lot at the beginning. I think that might hurt your cause.
Not that one.
Okay.
It's just the one that goes straight into Teddy.
Giving eargasms with my mellow accent. No, not that version.
It starts with Shorty Get Down. Good Lord. Baby got it working all over town.
Yeah, it's good. I love the song. Sensational.
Much ground, got game.
All right. I will stand behind. I'm not dancing with the kid to it.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's after midnight. Yeah, it's after midnight.
That's the deal closer.
Yeah.
It's after midnight.
Yeah.
I'm learning lessons here.
Yeah.
It's after midnight.
Is it me again?
As it is a serpentine.
I'm going to go for... Baby, I Got Your Money. Oh, Dirty Bastard.
Oh, shit, that's a great shout.
I thought that was a great shout.
Yeah, that's great.
Dance if you want up in the Holy Ghost trance. If you stop, I'ma put them killer ants in your pants. I'm the ODB,
as you can see. FBI, don't you be watching me. That song is a great shout.
That's hard to pull me away from a dance floor.
That's a great shout.
Because a lot of people won't even, like the older people won't know that it's ODB. They'll just hear that drum.
Yeah. You
know?
And they're not listening to it.
That's a great shout.
Yeah. Featuring Khalees.
Khalees, you're right. That's right. Nas's ex-wife.
I didn't know that. That's Khalees?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Do you know that, Marissa?
Yeah.
Damn.
They've got two kids together.
Who? What?
Khalees and Nas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is that what you're
asking? I thought you were talking about ODB.
No,
I didn't know she was on that song.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
ODB had himself a weird little career right up there until the end, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like Brooklyn Zoo and all that shit, and then started putting out dance songs. There's that Bulworth, Ghetto Superstar.
I feel like he snuck into Ghetto Superstar. I met Old Dirty Bastard years ago
in LA. My dad took us to this blues club called Roy Gaines's Blues Club, and I think it was in South Central. And I was like, I must have been like 17. I was with my friend, and Old Dirty Bastard was there at the blues club, and we ended up like hanging out and like.
Yeah. You struck up a conversation.
You knew who'd been sick at that point.
What?
You didn't have to ask who'd been sick at that point.
You
knew who'd been sick.
My thing with Old Dirty Bastard is the first time he told people that that's what his name was going to be.
That would have been.
He's like, no, I'm rap. But like, hey, son, what's happening? I'm rap. Or like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what his name, Dave. Oh, no, I'm rapping it. Oh, cool. What are you going to call yourself? I'm going to call myself Old Dirty Bastard. You'd just be like, really?
Yeah. I feel like he was living a lifestyle in which people were like,
definitely.
We couldn't call you Steve anymore.
Yeah.
He was probably licking peanut butter out of jars and putting it back. Yeah. And like,
I'm going to be Old Dirty Bastard. Yeah. That's what I think of about all the littles. There's too many littles now.
Short-sighted.
Mm-hmm.
Short-sighted. It is.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, timeless. Kanye, timeless.
Yeah.
I'm going to say potentially even Eminem might be timeless.
It's a,
But Lil Yachty, when he's 45.
Well, what happened to Lil Bow Wow?
He's just
well, he think about that's a lesson for all of us.
Did it get a cautionary tale?
It's not a cautionary tale.
No, but he took the little off of it.
But he took the little off. He's called Shad Joe. He's a lovely boy.
Lovely guy.
But
sweet boy.
It's difficult if you start your career with a little.
It yeah, because you got to grow.
Look at Lil Wayne right now.
He's a weird man.
He's a weird man.
He's gnarly.
It does not look good on a 30-something-year-old man.
No, you can't be and that's all part of the Lil thing.
Too many
Lils.
Colors
it's
at
all
once.
The Lils.
Lil Nas X, you got time right now.
Yeah. Change it.
You got time to change it.
Sure. Lil James Corden.
Lil Jimmy C. Fun when you're 19. Yeah. It's not so good when you're 40 with three kids.
Yeah, no. What, your kid's going to call you that?
Yeah,
nurse weird. Coming out. Lil Wayne. Oh yeah, that's me. You know, you getting me a prostate exam? Baby, I got your money by the old dirty. All right, I gotta take one. I got okay. I'm gonna take Push It by Salt and Pepper.
Okay, nice. Love that. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Right, it's that you got that cowbell intro.
Oh yeah,
you know then.
Push it. Push it real good.
Push it. It comes at you in waves, and each wave of flavor is a little sweeter than the one before.
Salt and pepper here.
Just like me.
Salt and pepper here.
Yeah. Call me a baby pot. Yeah, you. Come on, give me a kiss.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I like the guy calming every down. Now, hold on.
Only the sexy
people. I
know
people. You uglos are going to get out of here. You sit the fuck down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, you can't get out of here.
I hadn't even thought of that. Didn't even cross my mind.
That song has a doorman.
Get the fuck out of here, Clarence. You know this isn't for you.
It's only for the sexy people.
That's a great shout.
It's good. It's like a wave pool, but you got to have a lifeguard at it. Like, but yeah, I love that it comes
like a wave pool. Yeah.
But it comes at you in different parts, so it gives you like a little more time to get out there on the dance floor, right?
Yeah.
And then by the time it's going, you got that electric violin or the synth or whatever the fuck that is. And it's old enough now. You know, maybe your 80-year-old grandma's not going to be out there. People in their 50s and 60s are out there for it, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So Push It by Salt. Not just Salt, Pepper as well.
Yeah. And Spinderella. Yeah.
Spinderella hit it at one time.
DJ Spinderella, yeah. Okay. Jamathan Corden.
Okay. For my next pick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say these words. I want you to think and imagine and feel that you're in a wedding scenario.
I'm worried about what
and you hear
say.
This.
I'm here. I'm there.
At the count of three, I want everybody in the place to be.
Oh, shit.
Make some noise if you're down with me. One, two, three. Hit me with the horns.
Let me clear my throat.
Did I think James Corden was going to snake me for my next pick when I woke up today?
No way.
No, I didn't.
Did you have it? Was it your next pick?
It's incredible.
Life comes at you real fast.
I can't believe you picked ABC before that.
I don't know, that is strange.
Let me clear my throat.
So fucking good. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what
music in the monitors.
That makes you feel like you're a good dancer.
Have mercy, baby.
Do you think the granddads and grandmas, are they listening to that?
I think they follow the energy of the room.
Because the horns in it, because you got like instruments.
The horns.
Yeah, you're right.
The horns bringing my dad in.
Yeah.
You could go up to my dad and go, "What's your favorite war?" And if he hears dan 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 dan, 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 he's not even going to stick around for you to tell him that it's the Boer War.
I'll shout.
Yeah. It's a Boer. It's a Boer.
He'd hear.
I love it. That's fucking.
Some of y'all know this. Some of y'all don't.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Even includes some of y'all might be with this. Uh-huh. Some of y'all won't. Yeah.
Oh,
that's good,
the
dude.
Only part of the song that's wrong. Because everybody's with it.
He's so polite in the song. Have mercy, baby. I hope you don't mind. The song is so polite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About something we all have to do.
Yeah,
yeah.
We all at times have to clear our throat.
Let's hear you all clear your. How do you right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
That's good. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Ooh.
That's how you do it.
That, yeah.
that is an expensive
education. That's what that is. That's the difference between Louis and everyone else in this room, is that that is an incredibly expensive education, and that's what you've learned.
That's what you get. That's
2 years at the University of South Dakota almost broke four digits.
Yeah, all right.
We're getting there.
Yeah, but, you know, that's a term. Okay.
Because and also, it's that Hollywood swinging song. It's got the bass line, Cool in the Gang, you know?
Yep.
Boom. Hell yeah. All right. Let Me Clear My Throat by DJ Cool. Excellent pick. The G is silent. Time for your second and third picks.
I'm all discombobulated now.
Oh, yeah. It's over for you.
I think.
You're done, dude.
You need to put your shirt back on, friend.
No. Stays off, rest of the playboy.
I think I'm for iconic intros that I feel like is going to get most people
getting
out.
People out.
Like, I'm picking Candy Rain by Soul For Real. Yeah. Everybody wants that. Grandma's that sweet little, have you ever loved someone so much you thought you... I wish people could see it.
You're like laying down charcuterie plates.
You're inviting everybody.
Yeah, it's
just like
you're
a real...
Down and it's charcuterie plates.
Well, I feel like a prick.
I gotta admit, that song doesn't give me...
Song. You don't know the song,
I
Louis.
Feel like a prick.
Whoa, that is an expensive education.
It's an expensive education. Well, maybe I do.
You really?
But I'm not recognizing it.
Yeah.
My love. Do you ever dream of candy coated rain?
No, if you don't know it, you don't know it.
Yeah.
My candy rain.
I gotta admit that I don't get the endorphin hit off that one. I might go to the bathroom, man.
I might be shooting blanks this whole round.
Ian, I hear what you're saying.
There
could be an argument to say that that's an extender. Rather, but
could be an extender.
For me personally, it's taking me there.
That's okay. It's one of those
I'm strutting. And I'm going to strut.
Got to give it up with me.
From the seat that I'm sat in or the conversation I'm in, and my shoulders are going as I walk.
There might be a spin.
Oh,
wow,
now
look at that.
When I'm on carpet, and the second I hit that wooden square they've put down in the middle of that function room.
Yep.
And what do you call that?
Muggin.
There you go. What is that called? That face.
It's a little
fizz face.
This face says, get out the way.
Yeah.
You're mugging. Dog.
Fierce.
Get out the way.
It's a fierce.
You're fierce, and then you're vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Fierce, vulnerable.
Ow.
What's everybody? Are we lip biters when we dance? Is that a... I'll bite the lip a little bit. You can't help it. You can't...
I don't overbite, but I do pull faces that look like I've just sort of gone into a cheese shop.
Yeah.
When you go into a cheese shop, you're like, woo, that is... Okay. That's me.
I have to consciously think about not doing the overbite.
Gotta get nasty.
I do too. I find myself trying not to.
You point a lot on the dance floor.
I do. You are
point.
That's a good point.
That's a good though.
I love a point. I love a clap.
Yeah, you do.
Oh yeah.
Where do you clap? Can I ask? Down low, up high, or middle?
Oh, I'll clap anywhere, mate.
You're clapping it. Olay. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Okay. It's a game time.
I often clap here.
There you go.
I'll clap here.
Like a
That's
Spaniard.
That's a good one too.
Like a
Spaniard.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of get the
like a Spaniard.
Like a Spaniard.
But if you notice, if you see, and I wish the listeners could. I am.
Paint a picture for us.
In no way am I fingertips connecting.
Your fingers are on right angles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're right angles to one another, and the outmost hand isn't moving. It's the inner hand.
Yeah, it's the backhand too, because that's where the sauce is.
How do we feel about the clicking of fingers?
Control.
I snap and I bite.
I can't help it. Ideally, that's what my jaw's doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I do none.
My next one is, see, this is another one where I don't know if it's going to be
right.
Universal.
You gotta be you, though. You gotta be you. You're beautiful.
Me.
Dude,
I'm picking the classic hit Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan. So good. I just It makes me feel like I'm like tossing a salad. Not tossing a salad.
Wow, that's.
Well, I mean, like.
I mean, like that's really taking us somewhere.
The way they do it at Panera, not the way they do it.
That's
at
a weird
your dad's
dance floor.
House.
Yeah,
of
like
all
actually,
the food choices you could choose to mix.
Because I'm thinking
you went with the only one that is linked
to puddles. It's the only puddle adjacent move.
You said you got your laid out charcuterie plates and now you're tossing
the only one. It's the only one. Step it up.
That is a good one. That's like a, that's a fucking, it's like a submarine, man. It pops up on you and you're like,
because it starts like,
yeah.
And then it
ain't
just,
nobody.
And it's so good, man. That's a good one.
See, I like, that'll get me out there eventually. But I grew up in Beaverton, Oregon. I'm a very Caucasian man. So, you know, my Chaka Khan.
Oh, no, that's going to get me out of there straight away. I'll be out
limited.
There straight away.
When you say eventually, right away, you mean halfway through the song.
Once I hear that, like, ain't nobody. Right. I'm like, oh, shit, this song.
Oh,
like,
I see.
Drink is down.
Okay.
Out on the dance
you
floor.
You don't recognize it immediately.
I don't.
She's got to get into
it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fair.
Chaka got to build a bridge. I'll cross
man,
it,
man, that song is, I it's hard. I don't know how you could listen to it and
that's
not
great.
Dance.
I'd get out there. Yeah. I'm out there for everything. I'm dancing.
Excellent pick.
You live out there.
James Corden.
I'm really in a flummox now.
Yeah, really.
I honestly don't know where to go.
Yeah.
I feel like I've built such a sort of peak for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, I don't know it. I feel like I'm at the top. I don't know if I can.
You came in so hot.
That's what I mean. And I and there's ones, here's the thing. There's ones where I feel like I can guarantee a response from the group.
Yeah.
Or there's ones where I think, do I at this point,
do you?
Of sheer, I can't figure it out.
The H is over.
The challenge of the game.
I just don't know. I just.
I love it. It's my favorite part.
You got to go with your heart, man.
Okay. All right. And on that note.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want it noted by the group that I feel I have let one go.
Yeah.
That will almost certainly come up in the next round.
Yeah.
And it's undeniable.
Okay. Right.
Or do I just pick it? Ah! This is killing me.
That's why there's the best podcast
in
the world.
I don't know what to do here.
Go with your heart.
Here's the thing. You're building a good house.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Got good bones.
You got
you can
good
afford
bones on that house.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Prince, I Want to Be Your Lover.
Yeah.
That was what you were
always wrong with that. No, because I knew that the other one was just a guarantee.
Oh, you have another. Yeah. Okay.
Another guarantee. But I think I ain't got no money.
Yeah.
It's just
beautiful.
Let
me tell you about this. It might not get everybody on the dance floor, but those people on the dance floor, that's going to fuel your night the entire night.
It could be an extender. Right. I hear what you're saying.
They're
it could be an
extender.
Some songs,
Most Prince songs will get me on the dance
floor. It's
going
to be, and the people who are out there, they're going to stay, that's like your crew.
Yeah, probably.
You got to do it for your core audience.
That's the after party, too. Like, if you go to an after party, you're like, oh, were you out there for...
They're going to the pool after it's closed, for sure.
Yeah, if you hear that 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You'll go right to it.
Oh, my God.
You'll go right to it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
All right. You don't want to dwell on it. You want to move on?
Yeah, no.
You're vulnerable. You put it out there.
I feel better now it's out there.
Yeah.
What do you got, Carl?
Well,
let's hear it.
Damn. What do I got? All right. I got to do a little one for the older folks.
Okay. Yeah.
It's for me, too.
Yeah. Sure.
But I got to put one out there that I know is going to get
Spring
Sue Carmel on the dance floor.
Sure.
On,
really?
Okay. Twist and Shout by the Beatles.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotta do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody's good. The kids are going to be out there.
It's a wedding. And
yeah.
They have to.
You know, Sue Carmel's going to grab an instrument. When
Sue Carmel might be out there with a guitar. Yeah. Twirling the baton.
John Lennon famously sang that song. You know, he's got that gruff voice. He's famously like, he made himself have that voice because he wanted, like, he was ill. And he forced himself to record that day.
Did he really?
He wanted to get that, like, gravel.
That wah!
Yeah. So
it's
hard for him to reproduce that on stage. You know,
also, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes, amazing.
Yeah,
of course.
I mean,
it's come up so many times, but I thought Matthew Broderick really sang that song when I was like 8. I really thought it was him. Didn't know who the Beatles were.
Until
like I was 32.
Yeah.
It was a while.
It's just great with the
fun.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
So much fun.
That's a fun twirling 8-year-old to that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tell him it's not Matthew Broderick. Twist and Shout by the Beatles, Louis Weymouth.
Okay. Well, from experience, this really does work. And it might just be in my people I know, but I'm choosing Toots and the Maytals, 6456. That's my number.
Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't know they had another
song. Gonna need you to perform it.
Oh my God.
You can't play it.
I don't know. Yeah, you just gotta sing it.
I said, yeah. What I said.
I'm not. I just don't know the song.
You don't know?
I don't know.
I only know that.
Pressure Drop.
Is that that? Whoa.
You know it.
I don't know if I know it off top, man.
Really?
Either way, I think we've got our answer.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
So 6456, that's my number.
That is sad.
Toots and the Maytals.
That is sad.
I apologize. I'll take myself to school after this. I feel bad.
It's going
to
be all right.
I'm sad.
Sean Jordan.
Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder.
Oh.
Great tune. Yeah, yeah. It's coming.
Great tune. That's da 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 da.
It's a good tune.
Yeah.
I think Stevie is a blessing for weddings.
Real blessing. Yeah. Very accessible.
You could choose I Wish, Living for the City.
Superstitious.
Yeah. I mean, all of that. Even We Can Work It Out, his Beatles cover.
Oh, that's great.
That'll get everyone on.
Yeah, dude. It's
about Duke Ellington, right? That song?
Sir Duke, it is.
It was about the college basketball team.
He's thinking about JJ Redick.
He's just always annoyed.
Bunch of white guys and three black scholarship athletes.
Yeah,
he always felt like Jason Williams was ashamed of it.
Jason Williams' career after that injury.
That's my number.
Jason Williams crashes motorcycle.
Yeah. I feel the same way about Jason Williams. That's a deep cut.
Yeah. Chicago Bulls.
Respect. You even know his fucking NBA team. How do you know?
Chicago Bulls. Terrible, decimated by injury.
Yeah.
And now a lot on ESPN.
Well, goddamn.
All right. Cool. Seriously.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about that song that you feel about I Want to Dance with Somebody. I might think it's the best song ever made.
Wow.
I love it. I've always loved it. Always gets me in a good mood.
Wait until the third round, though.
All right. Wait, that was the third round, wasn't it?
That was the third round.
That was the end of the third.
Yeah.
All right. At a wedding, pick kind of a newer one. Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. Anybody going to give it to me?
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Yeah. I love Taylor Swift.
I love the song. Mm-hmm. I consider it a masterpiece.
I do too. I love her.
Unfortunately,
she has to come up in any dress I can get her in. I think it's getting people out there, man.
I stay up too late.
I don't think it is. Shall I tell you why? And it's to the detriment of them. I believe there is an age range of people. Like, for example, look at Louis Weymouth's face now. The sheer mention that might be a song that would get. And I think for that reason, and I think they're wrong because I agree with you, it is an absolute floor filler. However, there is a generation of people who will not allow it
Louis
to fly.
Louis coming out to that?
Skeptic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would
yeah.
you?
I mean, if everyone
never miss a beat.
No.
I wouldn't, actually.
Running on my feet.
I actually wouldn't.
It does. I don't feel like it jams hard enough to make you like it if you don't.
Hey!
If you're not into
that, pop song.
I wouldn't.
You could have been getting down to this sick beat. My ex-man had his new girlfriend. She's like, oh my God.
The more you sing it, the more I realize.
The fellas over there with the hella good hair. Won't you come on over, baby? We should shake.
No. Yeah. Everybody's
and that's
out
no,
there.
They're not though. And that's everybody. Yeah. No, they're not. Yeah. And to the detriment of them, they should be, but they're not.
It's a tree with shallow roots.
It's a tree with shallow roots.
Going to the bar, like, where's the darker whiskey that they want to drink when Shake It Off's on? I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, man. For me, there it
that's
is.
For you.
Yeah,
that Louis Weymouth, which obscure dance house song are you going to be
I've got to say, I'm still
You're upset.
Fuming.
I'm actually
absolutely fuming.
None of you know.
You think we're a bunch of bumbaclots?
54, 5, 6, which is probably two to the Maytals, probably after Bob Marley.
Let It Go.
The greatest. Reggae singer.
Let It Go. Let It Go.
One of. You're in the pantheon. He's right.
Let
It Go. In the top five.
Let It Go. What's your next song that none of us have heard of?
God.
Not even a smile.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Gymnipedies, part three.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. John Coltrane. Well, I'm now torn. Mm. Now I'm torn.
Nothing's right.
I'm all at sea here. Gosh.
Are you at sixes and sevens?
I'm at sixes and sevens. Okay. I'm going to go for Family Affair. Mary J. Blige.
Congratulations.
Am I back?
And he's back in the room. And he's back at the wedding.
Let's get it.
That's a good song.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I went to a dark place, guys.
I tried to call you there.
Yeah.
Not enough digits in the number.
But I feel like everyone will dance along to that. Don't you?
Sure. Do you think who said that's you're picking the Sly and the Family Stone version, right? Or what?
No, Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds great, man.
Did you think I meant...
No, I was Sly.
I thought you meant Sly.
Yeah, I mean, everything about you says it would have been the Sly one.
I know, but I'm trying... Yeah, yeah. I went somewhere that was...
I like it.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Hateration?
Hateration?
Holleration?
Yeah.
Not here.
No.
Not in this dancery. Not in this dancery.
Not in this menagerie of made up words.
Yeah. Dancery.
Yeah. None of that shit was real, right?
No, not a word of it.
She's a dreamer.
Damn. Damn, son. Where'd you find this? All right. Just in terms of filling up a dance floor.
Sure.
I'm gonna say one word now.
All right.
God.
Shit.
Life is shit. A mystery. Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name, and it feels like home.
That gives you a little
ample time.
Yeah. Ample time, yeah.
And also, but it's ample time where you're clocking eyes with someone in your phone thing here.
Young and old.
Young and old.
Young and old. Young and old.
You're absolutely right.
Religious people will be out there even though, like, it's about prayer. You know?
The priest is even
up. The priest is up there.
And everyone's ironically
and everyone thinks it's great. Everyone thinks it's great.
Did you play this for me?
Yeah.
That's fucking fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, Madonna, that song gets in there. It's just, it's a perfect ass song.
Yeah. Like a Prayer. James Corden, your fourth pick.
Okay. I've gone rogue but I'm into this.
Okay. Wait, is your pick that you wanted still on the table? Like, did any of us
pick? Yeah, I've let it go though. Okay, I've gone somewhere else.
Wow. Yeah, really?
But I want everyone to do now, because okay. I'd like everyone to shut their eyes.
Okay.
Done.
Shut your eyes. All right. You're at a wedding.
Yeah.
You're stood, you're kind of in a conversation. You're not. You're sort of in it, you're sort of not. It's dragging on. You're looking around, you're thinking, oh, Chrissy and Brian's wedding just hasn't taken off yet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Why isn't the dance floor full?
Yeah.
I've been wondering.
And then you just hear. Dun, 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 dun.
Very good.
Yes. Yes. That chills. That chills. D-line. Yeah. D-line. Yeah. Groove is in the heart.
Yeah.
Groove is in the 100%. Heart.
Oh man, that is great. That is such a good
that
dance
is great.
Song.
That's also so great good. Music video.
Great music video.
Yeah. What happened to them? Is it were they one hit wonders?
Pete couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was straight out the gate.
You climb Mount Everest the first time. There's nowhere to go higher than that.
And we find out where D-Light are right now.
What's his face was in there? From P-Funk.
I've got this.
The guitar
Bootsy?
Player.
Bootsy?
Oh. Bootsy Collins.
Is
yeah,
it Bootsy
yeah.
Collins?
Bootsy Collins helped make it. Yeah.
Really? Oh, crazy.
Bootsy, baby. Yeah. Grooves in the heart. Like D-Light. David Bowie.
They were in New York City.
They were in New York City.
There's joy in my heart when I dance to that song.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And groove.
And groove.
As it were. David. Your fourth, and then your final picks. We'll make the final round a speed round.
My fourth, I'm calling it an audible because that last one reminded me of a song.
Ooh.
I love to dance to it.
Yeah.
Straight out of Night from the Roxbury.
What?
Another Night. Real McCoy.
another night, another dream. But always you. But a vision of love that seems to be true.
That shit goes, man.
Thought. James Corden, Louis Wayman.
As soon as I said it, I realized it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
But I gotta play my heart song.
You absolutely
know what I mean?
Do. You absolutely do.
For me,
damn, but now I gotta close it. Shit.
For me, it's an extender.
It's an extender. That, your real McCoys, your Labouches, you know, it might not get me out there.
Your C plus C music
your
factories.
C and also C music factories.
Your Marky Marge,
yeah.
Said Funky Bunch.
Yeah.
All right.
Your Funky Bunch, comma, and Marky Mark.
God, man. It's, this last one is also weird because I don't think it's going to get the old folks in.
Yeah, you're weird, though. That's good, man.
Yeah, I'm weird. Yeah. That's, thank you. I'm weird. I think the old folks could come around.
Yeah.
Like, it's would. Like, grandma remembers college. She's going to dance to this.
Yeah.
I'm picking Hot in Her.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking good, shit starts, dude.
Everyone's coming out.
It's hot in, hot in.
Bum, bum.
So hot in here.
Bum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
With a sprinkle of the
yeah,
Nelly,
dude.
I
like it when you girl, yeah, baby, but you it's a great tune.
Nelly deserves a critical reexamination, in my opinion.
He deserves us to blast him off into space so everybody knows we can hit.
You take your top off.
It was a fight. Yeah,
take your top off.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
you take your top off.
I'm amongst close friends. Yeah, the top's coming off.
Yeah,
the top's
coming off. It's gone. If there was ever a time.
Well, the great thing about a wedding is you'll almost certainly be wearing a jacket or maybe a vest or something.
Yep.
Everyone, or a tie. High, everyone's got an item they can take off.
Yes.
Sexily, yet ironically,
now,
James, within the
dance
floor.
Would you take your tie off and
put it around my head?
Put it around your head.
What am I, a fucking idiot? Of course, that's where it's the first place it's going. It's around my
Rambo,
head.
Rambo,
sideways.
Rambo style.
Sideways.
Side pony. Rambo style.
Yeah. Sideways.
Brilliant. Yeah, yeah. 100%. Smile, you bastard. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, man. I mean, there's not much to say about it. Hot and hurts.
So hot in here.
No, the only problem is... Is it's yes, hot in it's because it's hot in her.
It's hot in her.
Hot in her.
It's hot in her.
Well, that's almost like Northern Irish.
Yes,
it's very hot in here.
A lot of people have drawn
her. It's hot in her.
So take off all your clothes.
It's getting hot in here.
It's getting hot in here. You take off all your clothes.
Seamus, it's getting ever so warm in here. Will you take it? It's getting hot in here.
Will you take off your clothes now? Will you?
Who knew? Who knew Nelly is actually from
Northern Ireland? He's from Northern Ireland. Yeah. Belfast. Yeah.
Yeah, Nelly, that's about
Cornell
it.
Cornell Hayes.
O'Hayes.
O'Hayes.
It's getting hot in here.
It's getting a bit fucking hot in here. Is that what it is?
Cordo, your last song.
Oh, man. I've got so many hits
here. I know.
Here.
Yeah. We'll rattle them off at the end.
Yeah. Really? Will we? Will we go back around?
Yeah.
Don't know where I'm going here, guys.
You're going to a dope wedding,
loves
boy.
The woods.
Yeah.
There's no map
absolutely,
when you're
absolutely. I can't see the wood
lands.
For the trees in here. I'm just surrounded by wall-to-wall bangers.
You're freaking out.
And I can't. I'm in a hip factory. And I don't know which one to give birth to. I'm absolutely.
He's Mufasa in a banger stampede.
Oh, shit.
It's really hard. The fifth one is the hardest one.
It's the hardest one.
It's like Sophie's Choice.
This is fun, though. It's fun to put this much like thought into. I like this. This is tight.
Okay. Sticking with the remit.
Mm.
Okay.
The dance floor's empty.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Filling the dance floor. Crazy in Love, Beyonce.
Yeah.
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 And she's got that unbelievable run.
Yeah. Seriously.
And those horns come in, they pace it along, you know?
And it's like frantic. Like the song is like you have to dance.
If you think you're about to stop dancing, you're like, all right. And then the horns come back in, you're like, all right.
Do you think the priest is sitting this one out?
Wow.
Nah.
No, everyone else is up there.
The priest isn't.
Really?
The rabbi is out there.
I'm in.
100%.
It depends what kind of priest it is.
Okay.
All right, for my final pick. I'm gonna plug my video game right into the Game Junie. All right, now I know this won't work at every wedding.
Game Junie, I got.
But at a wedding in my family, if you start to hear the opening strings of Hava Nagila, you're getting on the dance floor.
Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Venice,
Venice. As a strict Catholic,
yeah.
A well-educated strict Catholic.
Go on. I'm telling you. Yeah. Hava Nagila comes on at a Jewish wedding. No. The dance floor is full.
But anything at a Jewish wedding. Yeah. The whole notion is like, you're putting people on chairs.
Yeah,
you got your own hats. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Here's my question.
There's a brisket.
it may be blasphemy, I don't know. You tell me.
Okay.
Is there like a Hava Nagila like dance mega mix?
There sure are. Yes. Yeah, those exist. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
That is a sensational question. Yeah.
Right.
Like, absolutely. In Tel Aviv, they love that kind of stuff. They're so making making Hava Nagila dance mega mixes.
They got to try and all that. Okay.
It comes in.
And then Pitbull comes in.
Yeah, Pitbull worldwide.
Dale, hang him out.
Dale.
Hava Nagila, man. I didn't do it for the room. I did it for my people.
Louis Wayman. For your people, fair.
I'm going for Young Hearts, Run Free, Candy Satin. Da, 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 da,
da. I don't know that song. Da, 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 da,
da. Have you ever seen Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet?
With Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes.
Yeah. Da, da,
da, da. Very heavily featured in that.
Which, who's it by?
Candy Staten.
I don't know it.
Yeah. It's a great song.
Yeah.
It will absolutely bring people to the floor.
I feel it will.
Really?
Yeah,
it may not cross the pond, but we'll listen to it.
Candy Staten also obviously did Florence Machine covered. Yeah.
You got the love. Also on my list.
Yeah,
that was.
That's a good one.
Young Hearts Run Free, Candy Staten. Sean Jordan, the final pick.
Close it out with Hey Ya, Outkast.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong. Work.
Everyone's coming out.
Nice.
Having fun.
Great tune.
For Beyonce's and Lucy Liu's, you know?
Yeah. Everyone's getting out there.
Yeah,
it's a great tune. Any song that can legitimately make you shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Yeah, man.
And the worst thing is one of the great lines, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It really.
All right.
Now, ladies. Yeah. And that's poetry.
Andre really let us down, man. I mean, he gave us so much.
I've said it.
Why did Andre let us down?
He was supposed to give us an album. He did just pop on a song like three days ago.
I fully respect Andre's choice to go.
To go rogue.
I'm gone. I did it.
He did do it. He did fully do it.
He absolutely did it and just go, I'm going to do something else now.
Play What's Jimi Hendrix.
I just want to watch
it. He's probably trying to find happiness. Is that not enough for you? We started this with Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston. And fucking Andre 3000 is the person that we're annoyed at.
That's fair play.
That's very fair.
Sure. You ripped his face off. That was good.
All right, so that's the final pick. To recap, David Bohr, you went first. You took ABC by the Jackson 5.
Still stand behind it.
Candy Rain by Soul For You.
Uh-huh.
Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Another Night by Real McCoy.
Sometimes you got a gun and a knife.
Yeah, man.
Oh, gosh.
Hot and Her by Nelly capped it off.
That's a good
James,
wedding.
You went second. You took I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston. Woo. Let Me Clear My Throat by DJ Cool.
Damn.
I Want to Be Your Lover by Prince. Groove Is in the Heart by D-Light. And then Crazy in Love by Yonsei.
Come on now.
I mean, that is a bandolier full of grenades.
Come on.
Yeah, A plus.
I went third. I took Let's Go Crazy by Prince. Push It by Salt and Pepper. Twist and Shout by the Beatles. Like a Prayer by Madonna. And Hava Nagila by God. Louis, you went fourth. You took Got to Give It Up by Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Baby, I Got Your Money by ODB. 92-43, that's my 54, number.
54-56.
Oh, that's right,
that's
sorry.
That's my number.
Tits in the Maytals. Family Affair by Mary J. Blige up in this dancery. And then Young Hearts Run Free by Candy Staten Island.
Damn.
Sean, you went last. You took You Make My Dreams Come True by Hall and Oates. No Diggity by Blackstreet. Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder. Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. And then Hey Ya by Outkast.
That's a good playlist right there.
That is a good playlist.
That's a great playlist. Someone will make it.
We left some damn bangers on the board.
Yeah, I think we would all agree, and we haven't said, I think we'd all probably have put Billie Jean in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in days past.
In days past. Yeah.
Well, I've got some. I'm gobsmacked. That This Is How We Do It by Montel Jordan.
I was going to be my last pick.
I thought it was going to get picked. I should maybe instead of Hava Nagila, I would have done that.
I didn't pick it because I thought it was gonna.
Backstreet's Back by Backstreet Boys was one for me that I was
Miss You by the Rolling Stones.
Dude, why have you got your passport out?
This is a. I didn't.
That is an excellent question. What are you doing?
What just happened? I looked around. You're holding your passport. Man.
I mean, now you call me out on the thing.
Why have you got your passport?
A friend of mine is trying to get into a thing that I'm supposed to get him into, and he just texted me and said they need a picture of your ID. I lost my ID.
How's that your ID?
You know, man, I'm moving. I'm shuffling. This is not. I left some stuff on the board.
Darius left some stuff on the board.
I got Bust a Move on here.
No, that's great.
I got September.
No, you're ready to travel to play to anyone.
I got Bust Out of Here.
I got a 1 a.m. song, Pop That by French Montana.
Sure. That is a 1 a.m. song.
California Love by Tupac. In Paris, Kanye and Jay-Z. These are all like late night songs that will get it going. Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've got Mr. Brightside's on my list.
Senorita by Timberlake.
Yeah. I've got September.
I've got Song 2 by Blur.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Blue Monday.
Oh.
New Order.
Oh, you should have gone with that.
I know. Well, I didn't.
Hypnotized by Biggie.
I've got Let's Dance by Bowie.
Oh, that's great. Smells like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
You think that's going to fill it?
It might.
I mean,
you've got the Love, Candy Stanton.
Yeah.
Rehab, Winehouse.
I have that on there too.
And one that I'm gobsmacked again, didn't make it.
Yeah.
House of Pain, Jump Around.
Yes.
Oh, damn.
One of the greatest openings of all time.
You're Cypress Hill.
Yeah. Fuck. Well, yeah, I mean, amazing picks. We want to hear from yours, All Family Everything. Hit us up at All Family Podcast.
All Fantasy.
All Fantasy. All Fantasy Podcast. Email us at allfantasypodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to the AFE subreddit. Shout out to everyone on the Patreon. Shout out to St. Sue Carmel.
Shout out
to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude.
There it is.
Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to Puffins. Any shout outs you guys want
to
put in there?
Shout out to Mark Noble and Declan Rice holding it down in West Ham United's midfield.
Big time. Shout out to Mark Noble for sure. Dave Boy, any shout outs?
Shout out to Nick Salazar making moves out of town. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Big time.
Shout out to Damian Lillard saying, fuck the 3-point line. I'll shoot where I feel like
shooting. Shout out to Damian Lillard pulling up from fucking Gresham and shit.
It's bananas.
Shout out to the Nuggets bench, man. Good for you guys.
Shout out to whoever's holding on to Dave's ID right now.
Yeah. We see you. We love you. We love you, King.
Force the guy to walk around with his passport.
I'll pay for it.
Shout out to International Waters. David's traveling in them with that thing. Shout out to super producer Marissa on the ones and twos in the studio.
Shout out to all the Coast Guards out there.
Shout out to everyone.
And a shout out to all the truckers that might be listening.
We see you.
And the mother
trucker. Yeah. Bad mother truckers. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shaklaki.
Perfect.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.